Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to Hering's first quarter 2021 earnings conference call. We would like to inform that all participants will be in listen mode during the company's presentation. Afterwards, we will have a question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. With us here today in São Paulo, we have Mr. Thiago Hering, company's Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Rafael Bossolani, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Management will make a brief introduction and following will answer the questions. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Thiago Hering. You may proceed. Good morning or good afternoon, everyone. I am Thiago Hering, CEO of the company. Welcome to our earnings results calls of the first quarter 2021. I'm going to make a brief introduction, and then Rafael, our CFO, will conduct the part of financial presentation, and then I'll talk about brands and businesses, and we'll conclude with the Q&A session with market analysts. In this first quarter of 2021, we presented to the market an important update of our positioning, a relevant step in our history of 140 years with the ambition of building platform of brands, driving businesses to connect brands to people. This is the new purpose of the company that strengthens our enterprising vein that connects us to the future regarding portfolio, digitizing the value chain, and strengthening a relevant experience that is also unique. We are a business that is connecting business specialized in Brazilian fashion, committed to people and also courageous in its decisions. A company has a strategy to put the customer at the center, empowering people from end to end with a goal of better serving, always humanizing relations, personalizing the experience, evermore treating each individual, each client in a unique way. In this strategy that combines brand development, channel integration, and expansion that depends very much on the modernization process that we have been adding to our value chain, has been built on strong sustainability pillars, cultural evolution, and digital transformation. In great fronts, we have growth and innovation. And this is how we're building the future of this company. In the quarter, the current quarter, the first point I'd like to share with everyone is that we managed to maintain a quite interesting growth rate on our online channel, triple digit. We should attain the level of 300 million reais of total sales in the year, six times higher than what was attained 3 years ago, and a robust situation. And we had CRM assortment and several evolutions. Here we have, with the diffusion of new tools, greater engagement of our partner network. We attained this quarter a historical level of 28% of share of unichannel of our total digital sales. We are completing an important reformulation in our service strategy and post-sales and level of service that is growing a positive impact on our NPS. In physical retail, it's worth highlighting the effort of our teams with the indicators of productivity for service, average ticket, and conversion, all of those growing at a two-digit rate, and increase in sales participation by digital influence with greater or better tools in CRM and smart digital sales. We obtain an average of 35%, and the best cases up to 85% of historical sales, even with the stores closed. A moment also of performance of mega stores with a growth in the same business of 80% of revenue, average ticket 25% higher, also produced by the enlargement of assortment and the idea of one smart stop shop, and NPS 5% points better than the remainder of the chain. The franchises and multi-brand stores suffered a lot, not only with the closing of the channels, but also with the closing of our industrial and logistic complex for 22 days between March and April. Because of a decree, we had a production limited to 15% of its capacity, a great challenge. We had portfolio suspension, cancellation, and even postponements. What reinforces our optimism is that the results of the first weeks after reopening between April and May, the stores have been quite positive in sell-out and creating an opening for stores and a need to replenish inventory, not only for our own stores and also for the network of partners. I'd like to conclude this introduction approaching a great theme, which fills us with enthusiasm, energy, and trust in the future and of the whole organization. It is the association agreement with the Soma Group some weeks ago that shortly will be appreciated by our shareholders in our general meeting and CADE in the best governance. But it is a movement that is transformational, not only for the two companies, but in our view, for the Brazilian fashion market as a whole. If well designed and executed, and the teams are going to work unrelentlessly to design and execute, I'm sure we'll have exponential outreach. Hering, in its transformational goal and journey, gains an important ally that can, above all, but not limited to, strengthening our brand culture and generating desire, as well accelerating our digital journey, both for employing new proprietary technologies of the Soma Group and establishing a digital mindset that is very innovative, leverages that are fundamental for the development of the value proposal that is based on emotional value, relevant content, all-encompassing portfolio, digital and physical experience that is unique and with multi-channels. Hering, basic brand quality in the heart of Brazilians, is very able to add to the Soma Group in creative exercises with innumerous possibilities, generating for the Hering brand a new viewpoint of the A public and more female, and strengthening our presence, engagement with those publics or audiences. With Hering, the Soma Group can attain new classes of consumption, greatly expanding its market, improving its efficiency in sourcing, improving time to market, and also increasing its ESG. In a greater long or in a longer term, the group that is set up is aiming at translating, consolidating the largest platform of brands and fashion in Brazil, with a basis of over 10 million customers, very high share in women, the driving force of the fashion consumption in Brazil, and a mega complementary fashion portfolio. We're going to increase face time with these customers, taking incredible stories and relevant content to the most diverse occasions. Reduction of acquisition cost of clients, increase of frequency, average spending, etc. But we have much more. We have a market geared to a gigantic market to be explored, from the base to premium. So female, male, intimate fashion, jeans, apparel, accessories, with high efficiency to serve our brands and clients with speed and assertiveness. It's a right product at the right time, in addition to building a multi-channel ecosystem that is powerful. We have a strong e-commerce, great generation of leads, relevant stores, bringing unique experience and capillarity translated by the compact formats that are different to access all of Brazil through omni-channels. Many things can be done through it. We are very happy and excited and confident with this move. Above all, we have amongst the companies the people that lead them, alignment of vision and values, which, in my view, is fundamental to ensure the long lasting of these brands and businesses. Actually, this long lasting goes beyond the people that lead them. Soma, along with us, the dream is possible, and I believe and I'm confident the pace will be very fast. I would conclude the introduction, and I'll give the floor to Rafael, who's going to start the presentation of financial data. See you soon.
Thank you, Thiago. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all safe and well. Thank you for attending this conference call. I will go over our financial results. We will start on slide number 3 of the presentation. Here we see that the gross revenue of the company reached more than 333 million reals in the quarter, or a 3% increase year over year. In general, sales were mainly impacted in the month of March by the new wave of restrictions imposed by the pandemic, which is obviously reflected in the flow of our physical stores, and also the supply challenges that are still a reflection of the normalization of our supply chain, which is still ongoing. From the standpoint of channels, it's very important to highlight the sales performance of the sellout channel as a whole, and it was positively influenced by the performance of our e-commerce channel, which grew nearly 63%. This channel has been showing exponential growth quarter after quarter, and in the first quarter this year, it started to account for 17% of the total sales of the company, which is an expansion of more than 10 percentage points compared with the previous year. It's also worth noting the continuous evolution in the purchase experience, no friction, and the increase in the offer of products, the assortment, improvement of our services, different services that we offer to our consumers. Our own stores had total sales of 42.5 million, 27.2% below last year's numbers. This result is linked with the closing of the businesses in March in multiple marketplaces where our own stores are located, as we already mentioned. And it's also worth noting the evolution of the efficiency indicators of the operation as a whole. So there was a 10% increase in our sales conversion, an expansion of more than 16% in our average ticket. And another piece of data that is very important to mention is the NPS, the NPS of our physical stores, which was 85 points, representing a 10-point growth year over year. The sell-in channels, franchise and multi-brand, had their performance strongly impacted by the nearly total closure of our network of stores in March, and also our manufacturing and logistic complex in the state of Goiás. This brought about some challenges, and we had to make adjustments in our planning and readjust the stocks of our network. So on slide number 4, we see that our gross profit reached 110 million in quarter one, a 0.6% increase year over year. The gross margin decreased by 1.6 point, and this was mainly influenced by the greater participation of omni-commerce in the sellout channels and the greater depth of markdowns, one-off markdowns. We also saw an accelerated increase in the cost of raw materials, particularly commodities. And in quarter one, we had a lower pass-through price. On slide number 5, we see our operating expenses reaching 116.7 million, a decrease of 3.1% year over year. And although we saw some pressure and increase in our expenses in general, it's worth noting the constant efforts that we made to prioritize and better direct our resources to strategic initiatives. We always try to maintain a cost and expense structure aligned with the levels of business growth, always seeking productivity gains in all fronts to allow us to continue investing in our brands, in increasing or improving our level of service, strengthening strategic areas, and in general, investing in all the levers that could drive our top line. On slide number 6, we see our EBITDA, which reached 14.3 million reals, a 25.8% increase year over year. And this was mainly impacted by the sales growth aligned with the reduction in operating expenses that I just mentioned. Our EBITDA margin expanded 80 bips, reaching 5% in the end of quarter one. On slide number seven, we see the net income in quarter one was 19.8 million reais, a 291.8% increase year-over-year, with a net margin of 6.9%. This growth was driven by the better operating results and also the increase in our net financial results in 19 million, and this was mainly due to some monetary restatements of PIS and COFINS credits in the amount of 28 million, which more than offset the lower constitution of the deferred tax. On slide number eight, we see our investments. The investments in quarter one totaled 9 million, 82.3% above quarter one 2020. The main projects were directly related to better experience in our stores, improvements in our operating efficiency with CRM technology, robotization projects, and improvements in our e-commerce platform for B2C. Also the renovation of our mega store in the Morumbi Mall in São Paulo, which will be inaugurated in the near future. We also reinforce our guidance of 131 million reais in investments for this year, mainly directed at projects focused on digital transformation and the opening and renovation of our stores. Now on slide number nine, before I hand it back to Thiago, the free cash flow generation in the quarter was 20.4 million reais, and we closed the quarter with a net cash position of more than 283 million reais. It's worth mentioning the reduction in our investment in working capital. This was the result of a very timely and efficient management of the company's cash. Our management has been focusing on preserving our financial soundness, and we expect to continue with a strong generation of cash looking forward. Now I hand it back to Thiago, and he's going to go over each of our brands and their performance and the channels. I'd like to start the second part of the presentation on slide number 11. Here we see the strategic map and a very summarized framework based on our new purpose, driving businesses, connecting brands and people. This is a very prosperous view that we have of our platform. Here we have the important strategic enablers that we have. We have been advancing greatly in ESG, both in terms of environmental management and also value chain management and good governance and transparency. We will shortly publish our sustainability goals for the period between 2020 and 2025. We have another important lever, which is the culture and cultural transformation the company is going through. We have been seeing some novelties in our leadership, new talents, new competencies, which will always be boosted by training programs, educational programs, and an agenda of diversity and inclusion. The last enabler, which is our digital transformation, which is underway, investing in infrastructure and capacity, creating an environment targeted at innovation, evolving our omni-channelity and customer service, and also great efforts focusing on boosting innovation in an open innovation environment. We truly believe in this new potential group that is forming and all the things it can add to our company, both in terms of technology and also digital culture. I mentioned before that the customer is the center, is the guide of this strategy, and we're always seeking to better service our customers, enchant our customers, surprise our customers, and also get to know them better so that all these things that I mentioned can take place effectively. These are some of our strategies. We have a structuring exercise going on in our value chain. with the more than required digitization and modernization of our company, of our supply chain, and a revisitation of our go-to-market to ensure operating excellence. We want to have the right product at the right place, at the right time, and the best customer service in our channels, and provide customers with the best experience possible. We truly believe that the development of our brands is essential for our growth. Also, new brands, new lines that could add to this journey, as well as a physical digital journey. And later, I'm going to go over all the initiatives that we have in digital to turn our e-commerce platform into a stronger platform, stronger and stronger every time. And in our physical journey, we are always focusing on the mega store and compact format levers and all the evolution that is ongoing in our multi-brand environment. So now on the next slide, we have an overview of the main campaigns and activations in each of our brands. It is our team's mission to create emotional connection, relevant content, a unique experience, always creating desire. So here we highlight the timeline for this quarter. And in quarter one, we have two very interesting highlights. We had the International Women's Day campaign, which generated a 24% increase in our base of new customers, reaching the A+ socioeconomic class. And this class, in addition to consuming and having a higher average ticket, has excellent engagement. We added new products and we produce a good sell-through of more than 80%. We also have our new basics collection, bringing a high percentage of new customers, reaching a younger audience, and with very potent sell-through. These are efforts of our team to expand the audiences, to connect with new publics, and to further expand the creation of desire for this iconic brand that has been around for 140 years. I would also like to highlight the evolution of all the points of contact with our customers, our website, social media, and our app, which was launched in November last year, always reinforcing the company's positioning and proprietary style of basics and comfortable apparel, always translating to smart choices and the perfect equation between quality, design, comfort, technology, and fair price. In addition to offering products, we are also expanding our services, creating relevant content. We recently launched a content platform on our website and app with entertainment and relevant content to all our audiences. We are also evolving in our pyramid of influencers. This effort is 360 degree, and the thinking and executing is also 360 degree. So that we always have this relevant presence in all our points of contact, the point of contact between the brand and its consumers. On the next slide, we give some more color and details to these capsules and activations that I just mentioned. And on the next chart, we give highlight to the campaign for the second quarter of the year, which will be on between April and May. And we use some iconic personalities of the Brazilian culture, just like the Hering brand is very iconic. And on the next slide, we see the campaign translated into numbers and impact, the big numbers for digital, the range, impressions, and great results in terms of sales as well. In the previous weeks before Mother's Day, there was a high number of views and searches for the brand on all the platforms. And this was a combined strategy, combining digital media, online and offline, very successful with exceptional repercussion.
Next, we maintain a storytelling of innovations. We're going to talk about the month of love. Our Valentine's month has several stories and products to be activated, bestsellers and colors. Track suits as a key element, a great exponent of this winter, a great partnership with Warner, at the same time as the launch of the film Space Jam and Looney Tunes, in addition to other activations with Mickey and Disney that will give great body and content and will maintain the connection to our clients over this month. I think it's worth highlighting all the evolution that we've been having at Zarm that has the jeans wear as its core, but that has been adding attributes to this value proposal, both in B2C and B2B. We have been having very positive results. The brand has grown by two digits the first quarter, the same as in the previous quarter, and has been able to create a results consistency, which is the result of the good 360-degree execution, result of the good partners we have in B2B, since this brand has a predominance of revenue and multi-brand, and we have been having a level of engagement quite high in all our events and lives every time we transfer knowledge to these partners. It's worth highlighting that in the 360-degree experience of Zarm, the Women's Day with Rita Weiner strengthening the brand in the female universe with very high impressions and outreach, and the Zarm girls, and all the strengthening on the digital. New customers, new users on the site, and over 250,000 interactions in digital content. Next, I will talk a bit about our channel's vision on slide 24. And we translate a bit of this great growth in our e-commerce that has been maintained consistently in the past quarter and triple digit, a channel that has grown 162.9% first quarter 2020. And it's worth highlighting not only the participation, about 70% of total sales, as well as the penetration rate that doubles of the uni channel, that doubles from quarter to quarter in evolution of technology, actually adapting the whole network, showing the value not only for our client channels, but also for our clients, that actually is translated into a better experience, a better way of serving our customers. We maintain the pace also in the new customer base. On our base, 31% of this coming through our e-commerce, lead generated from e-commerce. And I also highlight growth close to 75% in traffic in terms of sessions, conversion that has been maintaining in a consistent way at a good level over the past fiscal years. And I highlight our forecast for the year. When we look at the road and forecast, it points to a sales of 300 million of total digital sales in a year that actually is a corporate indicator for the company. It shows that six times higher sales than we had in 2018, an acceleration of pace of growth, and a bit of this digital maturity that the company has been reaching. It's worth highlighting in a more granular way all the digital channels available to our partners and customers. In the past years, we have our social selling platform with over 2,600 salespeople and payment of commissions. Our duo of tools for physical stores, CRM of salespeople, and this WhatsApp Smart Sales from the campaign, the script for contact, and then the CRM bar, and the exchange of WhatsApp and from the digital catalog to the index that has turned the average ticket well above the average of the network, high conversion rates. And I stress that these tools are available in 593 stores of our base. Our app that has been gaining in terms of drive and downloads and has been growing, still beginning, but we believe the growth of the app participation in digital sales should be exponential, has been in the first 3 months. And not only the number of transactions, but the app has a fundamental role as the driver of awareness. Actually disseminating and our loyalty programs, and we have a menu of services, we have exclusive campaigns, and also schedule for presence for specific events, as well as fashion content. As I mentioned to you, the content platform recently launched in our digital channels. And the last aspect that is more granular of our e-commerce is, well, also stabilization, even at a pace that is quite interesting, of our sales from marketplace, about 12% of our total sales. And the input that is most positive we bring is the migration of 65% of those customers. They make the first purchase in the marketplace, and then they become customers of our own website, our own channels, with continuous frequency rates increase. On slide 27, we have the Hering network performance, sellout, the physical, our own stores, and combined franchises. We have this criterion that excludes closed days. Stores that were shut in March was quite restricted as a baseline. But we see, anyhow, on this base, contemplating all the notes, same store sales of 11.4%. When we look at the network sellout, so the evolution of tools, actually adapting the network brought quite interesting results for the sales with digital influence, with close for 35% in sales in closed stores made by digital tools. I highlighted in the introduction, since the flow has shown difficult at several times, the productivity indicators of physical stores at double-digit growth of average ticket and items per service, and also conversion rate. And to reinstate as good news the quite positive results observed in physical retail stores after the reopening of the stores, both pre-Mother's Day and end of April and first weeks of May. And there is a natural resumption, a natural drive of consumers of circulating, of seeking novelties, and even a purchase of more convenience or need for winter. And we have been able to capture that. We had certain supply challenges that are being corrected, and the indicators of productivity have been maintaining at a quite high growth rate, and those combined with an improvement of the flow these days have been translated into positive results. And that is also driving for B2B a cycle of replenishment or resupply. So, for the reopening of the multi-brand stores to actually meet the demands. We actually don't know what are our horizons, but we have to be able to seize the opportunities as they are present to us, and we have a quite appropriate mix. And currently, we have a key category emblematic, which is actually we have been gaining share with our products, the market as a whole for hair, not only for Hering. It's a category which actually it's a core product of our portfolio. I'd like to move on to slide 28. We have an updated view of our expansion plan. We maintain or reinstate the guidance of 165 openings in contact formats, at least 10 mega stores this year. The company has been developing and evolving its own marketing model with use of AI in an expansion journey that is integrated that enables greater occupation of this white zone, the ideal partner for each region, increasing in an efficient way our capillarity throughout Brazil and serving the omni-channel area in the best way possible. In the compact format, the gain of productivity that continues quite significant post-conversion in between 20-25% when we convert qualified retail to a light format. These business models, considering smaller surfaces because they are predominantly in on streets, have a total occupation rate of 5%. And we have a trail of entrepreneurship that is quite interesting for partners that want to develop within our ecosystem and evolve format by format, expanding their business and their profitability. I always like to bring up the mega store, not only in the economical aspect, but also from the customer experience point of view. It's the best one. It's our one-stop shop that has competence in terms of assortment, a service. The customer spends longer periods of time in the store. They spend more, not only in the criteria in the same store sales, but in the criteria of revenue growth in the same business. We have typically been having an increase in cost between 10-15% increase in revenue, average of 80% in these stores in operation, which strengthens the confidence that this is an important growth path in our physical journey. We strengthen that. We have 7 operations, 8 now with the Ribeirão Preto store recently opened on Friday. We have to update this data here. We have 4 that are being renewed in renovation process and construction, 6 under implementation for contract implementation. So we have 5 with a proposal underway, and we have the conversion of at least 10, and we expect to have 25 megastores at year end, being a hub of advanced distribution, translating indicators that are very robust in the main centers where the brand is present. And as the last slide in this presentation, we bring in an illustrative way some of these structuring projects already completed in multi-brand front, and some here that have taken quite some time. And today we're quite happy with the value proposal that has been designed. We have completed certain things, have been evolving in the RFP matrix in customer segmentation. We have a directional front that is quite strong, how each regional director should evolve their customer model, how they should invest more time to increase share of wallet, to obtain more clients or customers. So we have our market areas, we show how we've increased our geo-marketing multi-channel and also thought the expansion agenda integrated with good rules, with segmented strategy of portfolio within each channels and between each channel already completed and underway and operational, so that we can actually take up and occupy Brazil in the most assertive way possible, not only for the company, for the development of its brands, but also for the prosperity of our partners' customers. In the go-to-market, we had last year the implementation of 100% digital showroom via platform with many resources that has created high productivity, has reduced costs, and we have re-signifying the role of representatives or sales representatives so that they can be relational, but increasingly may transfer know-how and help customers both in sell-in and sell-out in multi-brand with good tools of trading, apps where they can generate replenishment for customers, trade and product. They have reading of sell-out and that they can efficiently and with agility be a transformer of that point of sales and generate more sales, more profitability for our customers. And lastly, a vast menu of services, both training, support, and from PM support, trade marketing, product training, more Hub Omni, software PDV, so that we have in the POS, so that they can sell our brand more appropriately than our competitors, Salesforce, all supported by pairing Wi-Fi with digital tools. Here under development, this is a conversation under development, so we have a more positive agenda that can serve in the best way possible our B2B ecosystem and payments, an agenda of development of a new POS software so that we can sell not only products, help the sell-out, and help this small and medium-sized businessman and actually foster entrepreneurship in Brazil, helping them from the counter onwards in the relationship with customers and product offer trading, and from behind the counter to help their business. This is B2B ambition, the newest ambition in the multi-brand channel.
So this is the end of this presentation, and we will now open for questions.
Obrigada.
Thank you. We are now opening for questions. If you have a question, please press star 1. To remove your question from the queue, please press star 2. The first question is from Mr. João Soares, Citibank. Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Thiago, Rafael. I have 2 questions. The first question is about your work in e-commerce. It's very striking to see the penetration of omnichannel. Omnichannel reached 28% of the channel. So I'd like to understand, what are the earning rates of this penetration? And how much can you anticipate from the integration with the Soma Group, this creation of a digital fortress, and what will be the omni-channel strategy after you integrate the platform? And the second point is, could you give us a short-term view of what the sales will look like after you reopen your stores, and what was the performance for Mother's Day? Thank you. Well, I think we shared some of these points with you in our introduction, but well, about Mother's Day, the results were very positive, both online, a channel which was able to maintain its growth pace. There could be some concern about the reopening of the physical stores and the customers' drive to circulate, to go out more and go to our stores and shopping malls, but we didn't see any major deceleration in the pace of e-commerce. And in, yes, in physical stores, the results were very positive. We had both customers going to the stores, looking for novelties, so desire-based consumption, and also looking for some key categories and essentials, winter essentials for the new season, particularly in colder regions. We also had good results in warmer regions that don't have so much impact of the climate, but the results were still very positive. We see a good acceptance of the new collection, a good level of sell-through. We have been seeing an interesting recovery in the flow of people in shopping malls and in our stores, and the maintenance of the productivity indicators that I showed you. So PA, average ticket, and conversion rates, all of them are still growing double digits, and this combined with the recovery in flow was translated into very positive results. Of course, it's always good to be cautious and try to understand what this cycle looks like and if there could be any obstacles in the future, things that are out of our control. But in the first days after Mother's Day, the performance has still been really good. And going back to your first question about the omnichannel strategy, the omnichannel share, first, I think it's a cultural thing about engagement and the strengthening of the culture of our partner. We have a network of franchises and multi-brand stores that is essential to improve the share of omnichannel. This was reinforced by the pandemic. Of course, at first there was some rupture and cultural adaptation, but today we see that our network is much more mature and engaged And they are truly tapping and using all our services and resources and omni platform resources to be able to bring the store to the customer and increase the level of sales. We have greatly improved the customer's journey, making it more intuitive from the visit on our website until the modality of ship from store, until customers click the WhatsApp button to have a one-on-one interaction with our salespeople. So this was another important advancement in our journey and in the usability of our platforms, which really helped us gain momentum with these tools. So this was a huge leap that was driven by all these aspects that I mentioned and everything that we've been doing. Even this week, after reopening our stores, we have been able to maintain this new level that we conquered. And this shows the value that this adds, not just to our revenue and conversion, but also the NPS. Customers feel really satisfied when they have a physical, digital, omni-channel journey with no friction. So this combination of technology and human interaction is a powerful tool, and this can be seen in the productivity indicators for omni sales. Well, don't forget that omni customers are customers that have a twice as large frequency and three times as large average spending. So it's a very high value type of customer, and this base of customer is increasing over time. This was also something that I mentioned in my introduction, but as I said, we are respecting all the protocols and good governance. But of course, we're very anxious. And as soon as it is possible, we want to boost the exchange with the Soma team. We really think that their technologies can be quickly incorporated to further accelerate our omnichannel journey. And we also have some modalities that we are at a more mature level, and they have others that we can combine to create this multi-channel ecosystem that I shared with you in my introduction. And using Hering's capillarity, we will be able to service all the brands of the new group as well. That's wonderful, Thiago. Thank you. The next question is from Maria Clara Zantosi, Itaú. Good afternoon, Thiago and Rafael. Thank you for taking my question. I have two questions about the addressable market of the company. You are now reaching a new public with a higher income, as you showed in your Women's Day campaign and your Mother's Day campaign. So is this a trend looking forward? And also about new brands, can you give some more color to the type of product, the target public, and the positioning of these new brands? Well, I talked about the very successful journey of capsules and activations that we had with this new audience, this new target public, women's A+, and a younger audience as well, which really showed a very high engagement level in social media and a good level of conversion into sales and revenue, in addition to a very high sell-through of the products launched. So with a basket composition, adding other products, other categories of products, other types of products in the basket, we saw an interesting reaction of these customers in Mother's Day. So a new type of purchase, a new type of interaction, showing that this is truly a new customer relationship journey that is starting. I can't really give you any numbers. I can't really quantify this addressable market, but we understand that this is a new territory, a new segment very highly predisposed to closing their purchases, very interesting in terms of frequency and average spending. So we're very excited. And of course, that being part of this group with such a strong culture of brands and creation of desire, and a group that really knows this young shopper really well, will be very important for us to solidify our strategy and further increase the acquisition of the consumers in this audience. And regarding new lines of businesses, new lines of business and new brands, of course that when we truly evolve to this combined model, once it is approved, we will have an important strategic debate to ensure that the new group's portfolio will be complementary to ours and not conflictual. Our customer base, the different journeys and use occasions, and what we have here in our pipeline, in addition to the accelerated development of our intimates line, which is already translating into results, even though the baseline is not so material. We see robust growth, and we understand that this is a very resilient subsegment, and it was very resilient, particularly during the pandemic. And if we assume a more digital approach, we know that this subsegment has an interesting performance. And also when we think of a storytelling that goes beyond the stay home or the functional apparel, adding some fashion ingredients. Another line that we truly believe and that is truly proving in other markets to be really strong and is now gaining weight and strength in Brazil is the leisure and fitness segment. So as a group, we will have a specific project for this line of business, for this specific segment. So this is what I can share with you at this moment. Always thinking in the long term and in this new horizon that is now being defined for us as a group, always seeking to have a very complementary platform of brands. Thank you very much. The next question is from Mr. Olivia Petronini, JP Morgan. Hello, good afternoon. I have three questions. The first is about your gross margin trend. Can you give us more visibility about the pricing strategy now in quarter two and for the rest of the year, considering the higher prices of commodities? And the second question is about supply chain. In the last quarter, you said that you wanted to have a normal flow in May. So I want to know, what is the pace of this normalization process of your supply chain? And still about the brand expansion and the new categories, you mentioned in your release that we could see some inorganic growth in this sense. So I want to understand what you're talking about and how this fits the M&A strategy of Soma. Because I think that by the end of May, both companies will be already operating together. So, Olivia, this is Rafael. Let me start by talking about the margin, and then Rafael can answer your questions, your other questions. So we in the market as a whole have been under great pressure in terms of the costs of raw materials, which are key to our business. And here we're talking majorly about cotton threads. And this is happening since the middle of last year. So this is a challenging scenario from the standpoint of supply and inflation. Now, looking forward, we have this inflation challenge, as I mentioned. But on the other hand, we have this recurring increase in our sellout, mainly pulled by e-commerce, with a full gross margin, since we're talking about a B2C transaction. So this channel has a lower gross margin than our physical stores at about 4 to 6 points. However, well above our B2B channels. So 13, 14 points above our B2B channels. So this growth certainly has a positive impact on the margin. In quarter one, we had a slightly higher promotional activity, which increases somewhat the pressure on our margin, so about 50 to 60 base points. But I always like to highlight that our business model is highly leverageable. So as we rescue our top-line growth, we create this operational leverage in our manufacturing plant. The hedge of the manufacturing plant accounts for about 20% of our total CMV. So this leverage will also be a lever for margin expansion when we look forward.
Another point I'd like to highlight regarding this is just as we've been saying in the past quarters, our inventory management through continuous improvement in the quality of inventory of finished product, more concentration in perennial items of current collections. This limits a lot the great or increases our possibilities of markdowns. We don't have to have some markdowns. We started the first quarter overall with a price base that was a bit timid, more products that was segmented. We kept the products that were more basic, those key items that actually make up the price perception in minds of consumers. We've observed a market and that the inflationary pressure could be a bit more structural. They could last over the first semester. We're making some pricing adjustments that will certainly mitigate this cost pressure that we have since mid last year. So in a very segmented way. So in short, we do have a pressure of costs, of input. We have seeking productivity initiatives to mitigate those pressures, and we are repricing our products in a strategic way to keep our gross margin very close to the levels that we have had in 2019. Well, I'll take the other two questions from Olivia. On the supply chain, I think it's worth actually breaking it down into three different horizons. We have the very short-term horizon, which is managing the small crisis created of the 22 days of lockdown in the state of Goiás specifically, that really hindered our supply chain quite a lot. It was a state that adopted a very strict policy regarding manufacturing activity, not only in retail. For 22 days, we are restricted to 15-20% in our productive capacity. So in the short term, and actually this has been normalizing over April and May, we have to correct this route created by an external macro factor. A second horizon is thinking about the strong chain for the second semester, some learnings that we've had in the market with openings and shutdowns this second semester last year. So we are very well supported in our inventory, regulatory or regulator inventory of raw materials in most areas of the chain. We have a balanced productivity, and we're making great efforts to expand our production. So this is a great bottleneck. In Brazil, we've managed to increase by 40% the number of capacity of actually seamstress. So we have robust products to encourage the small and medium business people. And we are very confident both in the regulatory inventory of raw materials and the flow will be very strong and competitive in the second semester to face not only our sales planning and our budget, but also definitive recomposition of inventory, what we call the buffer inventory. And last one that horizon that is the one that has the greatest value is digitizing our supply chain, modernizing systems, processes, and people, revisiting our go-to-market that brought it with great granularity, actually with impact indicators, evolution of indicators that were expected in the past call. This is the third and largest horizon that we understand actually as more transformational for the business. On the question regarding inorganic moves, this is an agenda the company had that is set yet on hold for a future discussion and waiting for greater depth as we confirm the constitution of the new group. As I brought in the previous answer, we're still developing lines of products and sub-brands in the current portfolio, seeking new segments, new customers and audiences, any inorganic growth, and the discussion and possible accomplishment will be based on the new group that is formed, always thinking about complementing journeys, new territories and addressable markets, and new brands that may translate all of that. So this is our vision and positioning regarding inorganic moves that in the short term we will see none. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Thiago. Thank you, Rafa. Since there are no more questions, I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Thiago Hering for the final remarks. Mr. Hering, you may proceed. Well, I'd just like to conclude and thank for the participation of everyone, the good questions that have been asked. I do hope our presentation has been very clarifying and has disclosed everything you were expecting, that we have managed to translate the energy, excitement, and enthusiasm for the new chapters that we will write for the company. I've been telling all stakeholders that it has been a very intense agenda of transformational moves and the perpetuity of a company transcend the people, its leaders. Of course, we need the participation of everyone, but we certainly need to imagine that it is the brands and businesses that are actually perpetual or eternal, that being able to take a company like ours and brand like ours around for over 140 years for a new business model, it's something that is very rewarding, that is encouraging, that gives us the shivers. And we'll do that with great confidence and potentially great partners, incredible people, very talented, and then I said with great convergence of values and vision. Let's build the largest fashion platform in Brazil. Thank you very much and good afternoon. The Tia Hering's conference call is finished. We thank you all for your participation and wish you a very nice afternoon. Thank you.